Quello è solo quello che i freddi sono esagerati.
You're welcome back on the English service, the Voice of Nigeria, Lagos. So we're broadcasting on 15120 kHz in the 19 meter band to North Africa and Europe. On Sunday, the 3rd of November 2013. It is a pleasure to be back with you. As we resume, we have more to come your way today, and we hope you stay with us. I'll be bringing you a package of our programming for the news, and best you can buy what you're coming away shortly at 8:05 GMT. Afterwards, you join us on Educational Perspectives. Today, we'll look at the National University Commission at 51. What progress has it made? What impact has it had? Join us to find out from Educational Perspectives at 8:15 GMT. Get you in the air, will also come your way. And what is it? How is it going to look like? And here on Earth, we saw the taking on a drama about a poor girl who had a destiny change. A drama of entitled reception. Join us in theater in the air at 8:30 GMT. The time now is 8:20 GMT. Erin, in summary.
The Katsina government in northern Nigeria has set up a six-member committee to produce a state's position for the national dialogue. This is contained in a statement issued by the Chief Press Secretary, Office of the Secretary to the State Government. The statement announced retired Justice Mumu Nasir, former President of the Court of Appeal, as the chairman of the committee. The Nigerian Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Dr. Akin Adesina, has reiterated federal government's commitment to transform the agricultural sector. The minister renewed the commitment during the 2013 agricultural show in Bagoda Bebeji local government area of Kano State. The Minister of Agriculture, who was represented by Dr. Leo Niam, a director in the ministry, expressed optimism that the federal government's transformation agenda